From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Tropical Storm Harvey continues to devastate. Earlier today, the weather system made landfall again in Louisiana, where forecasters expect less rain and wind. However, more than 50 counties in Texas and Louisiana are now affected, according to FEMA officials. That includes Jefferson County and the city of Port Arthur. Its mayor, Derek Freeman, says the whole city is underwater. Meanwhile, to the west, parts of Houston are also still underwater, of course, after that record rainfall. NPR's Rebecca Hersher is in Houston. Rebecca, what's going on?
You know, everyone is exhausted at this point. You know, we're now like 5 days into a rescue operation. The emergency crews that I've been talking to are just, they're running on fumes. And volunteers, obviously, are running on fumes. And then people who have been evacuated have been spending multiple nights in shelters.
Yeah.
So shelters are overloaded. I'm right next door to the convention center in downtown Houston. There's a three-hour wait for breakfast this morning. People have been living in close quarters, you know, under the best of circumstances. Sleeping on a floor next to, you know, 8,000 of your closest friends is hard. It's especially hard if you've just lost everything.
Well, and you don't see anything on the horizon. In North Houston, NPR is reporting a small portion of a levee has eroded. Tell us more about what this means.
Yeah, there's a levee in, so North Houston has been hit very hard in the last few days. It's sort of been the most recent area to take the brunt of the rain and the flooding. This levee, it's, as you said, just a small portion, and if the levee did breach, now it has not, but if it were to, it would flood a subdivision up there. And if that happened, the water would go up to the roof, according to Harris County. So I think everyone is just hoping that that doesn't happen. Emergency crews are out there trying to figure out how to make it not happen.
And of course, we're hearing such chilling things from officials saying things like, if the water is rising around you and you're forced to go upstairs, make sure you have an axe because you may not be able to get out through the roof if you get up there. I mean, just these chilling details. Look, we're also hearing FEMA officials saying that while this is a life rescue mode, it's also a life sustaining mode. You know, once you rescue people, as you've been saying, you have to feed them. But tell us more about the citizen rescuers. You know, what's going on?
Yeah, I've met a lot of people who have come in, some of them from out of state, a lot of people from Southeast Texas who just didn't get flooded. They have boats. They have big trucks. They're going out sometimes at night, all day also, and they're just trying to help. So they're going into neighborhoods that are flooded, checking houses that, even if people haven't called for emergency services, to make sure that there isn't an elderly person, a disabled person, a mother with children. I've talked to multiple people who were rescued by people who are just Good Samaritans, who had called 911, who had seen the National Guard go by, but they hadn't gotten out. And so in the end, they were rescued just by, you know, their fellow man.
Yeah.
And we're very, very happy about that, but also kind of critical of the official response. You know, why is it, they would say, that the National Guard wasn't able to do, you know, what they were sent there to do?
Well, it's the, you know, it's the contrast. It is as terrible a storm because it's on the Gulf. The waters are warmer than they've ever been and feeding the storm, but it also is a place where people have boats. So thankfully, that's true. Look, FEMA says 30,000 people housed in 230 shelters. They fear they're not going to have, you know, they're going to have limited trailers for housing people. What is the fear of what's ahead? We just have about a minute, but I'm thinking of what's in the water, the health concerns. What are the fears?
Yeah, it's a huge challenge. The water is dangerous. They're having people throw out any clothing that got in contact with the water. People I spoke to are registering with FEMA, but FEMA doesn't have enough trailers for everyone who is out of their home. So people are looking for alternatives. Even if they're registering, they're not relying on that. They're looking for friends, family. Churches and mosques have opened their doors to people and said that they can stay as long as they need to. And most people I talk to, even in the midst of that, say they're not leaving Houston.
Yeah.
Houstonians are very attached to their city. They like living here. It's a low cost of living, good schools. And so even folks who say they're not going to rebuild their specific home,
they're staying.
They are going to stay.
NPR's Rebecca Hersher, thanks so much.
Thank you.